When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The 49ers are having a very strange offseason. We'll discuss that and more next on the Cone Zone. Good morning. Welcome to the Cone Zone. That's Lowell Cone. I'm Grant Cone. And today we're talking about contracts. We would talk about football. They would have some joint practices coming up, but the Niners are too injured right now and they have a lot of drama going on. So the number one topic is business. And we're not even going to start with the wide receiver who shall remain nameless. We're going to start with the more important player who's holding out, Trent Williams. Dad, you were looking at his contract. This situation is sticky. I think it's interesting to sort of analyze how the Niners got themselves in the situation and what they can possibly do to get out. What do you think of what's going on with Trent?
Well, it's funny. Everybody's talking about Ayuk and his contract, and no one's talking about Trent Williams and his contract, and he's by far the more important player. So I looked up his contract last night to try to understand. He's got three more years with the Niners. This year, his salary would be something like, including bonuses, $26 million. So it's not like my heart breaks for him, but Iggy pointed something out to me about the contract starting this year. Tell me.
Well, really, it started last year, but he has no guaranteed money left on the deal. So let's say he gets injured this year and hurts his ankle or his knee, something, and misses half the year, and the Niners are looking to save some cap space next year before they extend Brock Purdy. They could decide, Trent, we love you, but you're just getting old, and we're going to have to ask you to take a gigantic pay cut, or we'll cut you. Because that's exactly what they did to Eric Armstead this year.
Right. So what he's doing is, it's a preemptive strike. He's trying to protect himself for the 3 years remaining on his contract. And I understand things like that. But here's what I have two things to say. When the Niners signed him to his extension 3 years ago, and put in this clause for before this season, they should have known what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. It was so obvious what was going to happen. So I accuse them of mismanagement for allowing that clause to be in the contract. On the other hand, I accuse Trent Williams of mismanagement because he signed the contract. That's very important. I mean, I watch Judge Judy all the time. And she's always talking about the contract,
right?
Not what was spoken, what's in the contract. No one forced him to sign. He had an agent. So what I say, a plague on both their houses. They both mismanaged it.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's like the Niners could say, look, man, you signed a contract. This is how we do business. It's not fair to double back now and ask for a new deal. But they just handled this with Christian McCaffrey. Like a month ago, Christian McCaffrey looked at his contract and decided, oh, you know what? I don't have any guaranteed money left. And I'm a 28-year-old running back, and I'm one injury away from being expendable, especially with Brock Purdy's extension coming up. So, hey, guys, I want a new deal. I want a lot more guaranteed money. I want to be the highest paid running back in the league once again. And the Niners, within 2 weeks, made it happen. Sure, Christian, whatever you want, Christian. You're so important, Christian. And I could see how a player like Trent Williams, who's at least as good as Christian McCaffrey, would say, oh, that's how we do business here. Okay, I want that too.
Yeah, I want the same deal. as McCaffrey. And let's be very clear about this. The Niners are in a ticklish situation because they acceded to the wishes of a white guy. And now they're being very hard-nosed about a black guy. I want to be clear.
Two black guys, right.
Ayuk. I want to be very clear. I'm not accusing them of racism. I have never, ever felt with Eddie or with Jed that there is any shred of racism with that ownership. I'm saying it's a bad optic. Mm-hmm. It's a bad look, and they must be aware of it. Here they acceded to the white guy, but not to the two black guys.
With no pushback to Christian. Like, oh, just let us know what you want. We'll write it out. Blank check. We got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, here's Trent Williams thinking, I'm probably the greatest left tackle who ever lived. This kid isn't the greatest running back who ever lived. They gave him what he wanted within 2 weeks. What about me? And, you know, Iggy, I don't like where he's coming from, but I can see his point. In fact, I can really see his point. And I feel the Niners got themselves in this situation.
Yeah, and I think what's so disgusting about all of this is it's just pure ego. I don't even know if Trent Williams needs the money. I mean, he has like a $200 million. But he saw how the Niners treated Christian, and it's like, oh, he's more important than me? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Who? Well, Brandon Ayuk, it's like, I want to be validated. It's not that I need money or I want my ego validated because I've had to take a back seat. And
Well, Iggy, the ego part of it is what disgusts me. Mm-hmm. Trent Williams is so wealthy. I think this contract already paid him $138 million.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty close on that. How much money do you need? So I can't be on your side if all you want is ego validation, and the same for the wide receiver. I'm worried about my ego, not their ego.
Yeah. In Trent Williams' defense, he hasn't said anything public about it. He's not trying to make himself a martyr. He's not trying to make himself a victim. He's just playing the game the way that the Niners would play it. And what's interesting about the NFL is that it's different than the other leagues because the contracts aren't guaranteed. As soon as the guaranteed money is gone, you're basically playing at the team's, you know, at their discretion. They can cut you whenever they want with very little penalty. So it seems like some of these players are getting a little more leverage.
Yeah, it's interesting that the players' union in the NFL is a lot weaker than Major League Baseball and the NBA. How that evolved, I have no idea. I mean, it would be a very interesting book, but they have the least leverage of the players of the big sports.
Yeah. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan, his dad coached in the 90s. John Lynch played in the 90s. I think there's a little bit of an old school mentality with the Niners. And now as the salary cap goes up and some of these players get more and more money, more and more guaranteed money, they can sort of act more like basketball players who have leverage and can sort of pick where they want to go. We see basketball players force their way out of teams all the time and choose their destinations. And we haven't seen it much in the NFL. Brandon Ayuk hasn't accomplished it yet. Trent Williams isn't trying to do it, but we're seeing guys with some serious leverage. And I think Trent's leverage is, if you don't give me what I want, I'll retire. I don't know if he'll go through with it, but that's pretty serious.
Well, let me ask you this about Trent. He might miss the whole preseason. Mm. Let's say he comes back after the preseason. Is he going to be Trent Williams?
I don't think so. Now, he could maybe miss the entire offseason and still be better than 90% of offensive tackles, but eventually he won't be able to do that anymore. Maybe this is the last year he could possibly do that. I don't know. It's a good question.
And really, the same thing goes for Ayuk. How do we know what he's doing? All we know, he walked across the field, shook some hands, and drank water. And I guess he washed his hands at one point. But how do we know if he's NFL ready? I mean, there's a lot of hitting that goes on in the preseason that gets you ready for that game.
And that's what's interesting, too, is like no matter what the resolution is at this point, it feels like it's not a good one. It took too long.
I think so. And you know, we're talking about football terms.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's like, are they going to be in football shape? When are they going to get back? What kind of shape will they be in? Ryan says biggest Niners diva of all time in your careers.
Oh, Terrell Owens.
He was a big one. I didn't cover him. I would have to say Colin Kaepernick was a pretty large diva.
Oh, we're getting to him later.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick was right up there, yeah.
Jad is Jad says, Lowell, the Padres are hot right now. It's coming to San Diego. Bats have been hot, and the BP is healthy. I'm tired of talking about this child, IU.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about the San Diego Padres on this podcast.
Let's talk about IU. I think what's interesting is that he said there are two options, essentially. Pay me the extension that the Steelers are willing to pay him or trade him to the Steelers. Probably there are more than two options here. The third option is don't do what Brandon Ayuk wants and force him to play out the contract that he signed. He has one more year left on it. Do you think that's the most likely option?
I don't know what's likely, but it's the one that intrigues me the most. Okay. So let's, because Iggy, every day you read a different report. I don't know what the hell's going on, but this one, it sort of tickles me. If they hold him to his contract, which he signed, he would make a measly $14 million this season, Iggy.
Just 14.
Yeah. How do you live, Iggy? How do you live on $14
million? It's tough with these taxes these days and inflation, yeah. Man, it's tough.
I couldn't live on that. That's why I have so much money.
You might be able to get some cheese on your Big Mac. You might have to say no cheese.
So let's pretend I'm John Lynch.
Okay.
And let's say he's really in charge, because who the hell knows? This could be Jed doing it. I don't know. But I'm John Lynch. I say to him, we gave you every opportunity to find a deal with a new team, and you just keep rejecting them. That's not our problem, and it's not our fault. So here's what we're going to do. You signed the contract. We're going to hold you to it. And we're going to pay you the $14 million, but if you come back to us. But here's what we're going to do in the first real game against the Jets. We're going to call you a healthy scratch. We're not going to let you suit up for that game, because you've been playing hardball with us. Now we're going to do it with you. And it's more than that. We don't need you, even though it's a home game. We don't want you on the sideline. Stay home. Watch the game on television. We don't even want you at the stadium. Stay out of our faces. That's a move. It's a chess move. It's moving your bishop across and maybe putting the king in danger. And what's next? What is his move? What do you think his move is after that?
I'm not sure what his move is. Maybe he caves. Maybe he spites him. Maybe he hurts himself by being stubborn. But what does that do to the Niners, though? You don't trade them. You don't get anything for them. You sit them down. What if you lose a couple of games? How bold are you going to be in that situation? You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, we're 0-2, and our offense isn't doing so well, and Brock Purdy's numbers are down.
That's tough.
It's an interesting game of chicken.
But hold on. Let's say they go 2-0.
Exactly. Yes.
Let's say they go 2-0, and Brock... Yeah. You know, is finding Kittle, and they're winning, and they're doing well. That puts the pressure on Ayuk. So if I were John Lynch, I would take the risk, and I would see what happened.
And it also puts Ayuk in a position where he's rooting against the 49ers. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Right, because he wants to prove they need him.
Exactly. So if they do well and they win, that's bad for him. If they lose, that's great for him.
Right. So this little sub-drama would be going on. And if I were John Lynch, I am not John Lynch. I might like to be John Lynch, but I'm not John Lynch. I would love to make that move.
Yeah. See, to me, this is about ego, too, with Lynch. Like, he doesn't want Brandon Ayuk to get over on him. He doesn't want to lose this trade with the Steelers. He wants to appear strong and in control. And we'll see if he can pull it off. I mean, what will it cost him to do that? I still want to know. I still feel like this is a really messy relationship at best, or a divorce, and they're trying to live together for one more year, even though it's over. And it seems like they're just going to make each other's lives miserable.
They're in separate bedrooms already.
Yeah, it seems like what the Niners are being like, look, Brandon, we can make your life miserable. And Brandon's like, yeah, I could do the same thing to you, man. We hate each other. Let's live together 4 more years and see what happens.
Now, here's what I want to say. I've been pretty hard on Ayuk because, again, what bothers me about him is the pure ego of it. They offered him apparently $26 million. Just take it and you know, live a good life. But the Niners screwed it up at the draft. From everything I understand, they could have made a deal with Buffalo. Buffalo needed and needs a wide receiver. And they were talking, Buffalo and the Niners were talking draft choices because it was right before the draft. But the Niners thought they had it over on the Bills. And from what I understand, they asked for an awful lot more. I mean, maybe the word greedy would apply. And essentially, Buffalo told them to take a hike. You work this Ayuk thing out on your own. And now they've gotten in this position. I call it mismanagement. If the Niners had handled it before the draft, they wouldn't be in this position. So again, a plague on both their houses.
Yeah, and the Niners are sort of talking to Ayuk and the Steelers like, look, you're not going to just get what you want. There's a third option here. We like it. It's called forcing you to play out your fifth-year option on your contract. And what I think is interesting, it doesn't seem like the Steelers are moved by this. They look at it as a bluff, like, okay, go ahead. That sounds like a terrible option for you. Call us when you've had enough and you're ready to end that. It's not like they're like, oh, God, okay, here's a second-round pick. Okay, you got us.
No, the Steelers actually, vis-a-vis the Niners, are holding all the cards.
Yeah.
We're going to finish 9-8 one way or another. We're the Steelers. We're not.
No one's ever getting fired here. I mean, we got ultimate job security.
You're right. So you work it out. And then when you're really, really in trouble, accept our crummy offer.
That's got to be an awful position to be in if you're John Lynch. But here's the thing. Like you said, you've been kind of down on Ayuk. I think a lot of people have been down on Ayuk because he has been decidedly immature and emotional during this time. But you know what I think is kind of ironic? You know who else is pretty immature and emotional in the Niners organization? Kyle.
Talk to me.
I mean, he is. What he wants to do, how he takes criticism, how sensitive and defensive he is about how he's perceived. I mean, Kyle and Ayuk are very similar. And I don't know that they get along because they're so similar.
Okay, but one thing about Kyle, in terms of Ayuk, he's been mature. He hasn't put him down, and he always says he's a great player. I would like him here. I don't know how it's going to work out. We'll see how it's going to work out. So in terms of this, he's actually been pretty good. I am not disagreeing with you, by the way. I do think he's very egocentric and in certain ways very adolescent. Not about this.
Yeah. Well, he can't make up his mind about what he wants to do with Ayuk. Ayuk can't make up his mind about what team he wants to play for. And I guess there were some reports last week that Kyle didn't appreciate Ayuk coming up to him and ambushing him at practice and sort of stealing the spotlight. But I didn't hear that directly. There was a report in the Chronicle.
Oh, in the Chronicle. So that's where they shook hands and everything?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently Kyle was impressed.
And hugged.
Uh-huh.
Probably his agent told him to do it.
Do it. Of course he did. Put him in an awkward position. What are they going to do? Not hug you?
Exactly. And so much of what happened and happens at these practices, they know it's public. So they're making public moves to be seen by the media.
Absolutely. And I haven't seen Ayuk out there. I saw him out there once. Since then, he was sitting in a corner. And even since then, he hasn't been in a corner. He's been gone. So I would imagine that Kyle said, don't ever do that again. Don't come out here again unless you, it's not about it until you have a contract, until you want to practice, don't come out here and make it about you. Because anytime he shows up, he's a bigger story than anything that happens on the field.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's why I can't wait for this third option to take place. Like what's happened week one, he's there and he hasn't signed a contract extension. Like he walks through the locker room, Dad. That's news. How fast did he walk? Did he pause? Did he look at anyone? Did he talk to anyone? Did he go straight to his locker? What did he do in his locker? Was he smiling? Did he seem upset? Did he talk to the media? What did he say?
Iggy.
I want that.
If they don't have him this season, or, you know, he's a healthy scratch, are the Niners worse?
Clearly.
Tell me.
I mean, I was thinking, you know, they have enough weapons. They could just throw the ball to Kittle more often, or Debo or Jennings, but I've been watching them at practice this offseason without Ayuk, and you can tell, like, the reason Purdy likes Ayuk so much is that Ayuk is the one real deep threat on the team, and Purdy's a good quarterback. He's not like Jimmy. He wants to throw the ball down the field. He doesn't have the strongest arm, but he wants to throw the ball down the field, and Ayuk gets open down the field. So it's a great match. No one else really does that on the team. And now you take Ayuk off, and it's like a lot of short passes, and when they try to go deep, it's to Debo, who's not going to get open, or Danny Gray, who's not going to make the team, or Chris Conley, who has 7 catches the last 2 years. So I think it is, like, if you took McCaffrey off the team, I know he's more important, but the Niners would still be able to run the ball. They have running backs. You take Ayuk off the team, it's hard to get the ball down the field.
Right. And I love Juwan Jennings, but he's not really breakaway speed, right?
No. Like, you take Ayuk off the field, like, the main deep threat's Kittle. And he's not nearly as fast as Ayuk. Now, Debo's fast, but he's not that kind of receiver. You can't trust him catching the ball more than 5 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
Or to win, beat man-to-man coverage. So that's why they drafted Ricky Pearsall. They wanted to have someone else who could sort of mimic Ayuk's skill set, but Pearsall's been hurt the whole offseason. And they're signing guys off the street. Robbie Chosen, who changed his name. Used to be Robbie Anderson. Now he's Robbie Chosen. Good name.
Oh, he changed his name to Chosen?
Yeah, it used to be Anderson. But when you're that good, you gotta change it. And he's Chosen.
I wonder if it's a biblical reference.
It might be. Maybe he's Jewish.
Interesting. He's part of the chosen people.
He may be converted.
Okay.
All right. Let's make some sleeper picks. Let's make some sleeper picks in honor of Robbie Chosen, who just had his bar mitzvah. We'll go Giants. Kyle Harrison pitching tonight against Atlanta on the bump. Like, we could do K's, earn runs. How you feel about Kyle Harrison these days, Dad? 23 out of De La Salle.
Okay. He's really talented, Iggy. And I think he has a great future. At this stage, he'll give you a great game, but sometimes he'll get lit up. So what are our categories for him?
We could do strikeouts more or less than 4.5, or earned runs more or less than 2.5.
I like strikeouts.
Okay.
I'd say more. I mean, Soler alone could strike out three. he's good for 2 or 3 strikeouts a game.
Okay.
Now
like
the other guy's got him. Yeah.
I like that very much. Okay. Ramos, let's check out the strikeouts. He had 3 strikeouts last night, 2 the night before that, 2 the night before that. They're setting it at 1.5.
Okay. Could we talk about him a minute?
Yeah.
Last night he was facing Chris Sale. By the way, a few people didn't see that game last night. Snell against Chris Sale. What 2 great pitchers. It's baseball as I love it. I was in love with that game. Here's the thing. His thumb on his right hand hurts him. In addition, the league has begun to figure him out. He has trouble with high, as they say, cheese, with the high fastball. He goes for it. Often it's out of the strike zone, and he's having trouble connecting with it. So you're asking me strikeouts, 1.5?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say fewer. After I just put him down, I think he's one of the few talented hitters on the team. They have good pitching, by the way, but they can't hit. They really can't hit. And Iggy.
Speaking of guys who can't hit.
Wait a minute. Just let's talk. Did it blow your mind that they sent Doval down to the minors?
It did blow my mind. Coming into the season, I thought that was like their best player.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's not. Okay, Chapman, what do you think about him? Strikeouts? He had 3 Ks in the last game. Over under 1. Well, 1.5 of a strikeout. Will he strike out today? Or we
yes,
could be
he'll
generous and talk
today.
Hits.
Absolutely. He's might sure even strike out looking.
The Brandon Belt special?
He's the Brandon Belt special.
Okay. And then let's get one more from the Giants, and then we'll get the Joe Burrow free pick. I want the Joe Burrow free pick. More than half a passing yard. Sleeper just throws in free picks sometimes. Very generous. Okay, who we like? Yaz, Wade, Wisely, Conforto, Bailey.
Let's do Wade because he's actually a baseball player.
Okay. Hits, he hasn't gotten one in a while. Strikeouts, he generally doesn't strike out. What do you think about Wade?
Let's do hits.
Hits. Will he get one today? It's been a minute.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
I like him. I think he's, you know, there are a few players that can play, aside from pitchers, that are real ball players on that team, and he's a ball player.
I like that. Let's submit the entry. Boom. Let's see if I've won any recently. 11. No, but this one I'm feeling good about. And if you want to make some picks, download the Sleeper app. Use promo code CONE and get a deposit match up to $100 on your first deposit with the Sleeper app. All right, Dad, we got some breaking news from Rappaport. This was about 50 minutes ago. You tell me this is an update, okay? Ian Rappaport tweets 53 minutes ago, update on Brandon Ayuk. The Steelers and 49ers have a deal on a potential trade, and Pittsburgh is in a good place on an Ayuk contract, sources say. If SF gives the final sign-off, it's done. 2, SF has an offer out to Ayuk on a long-term deal for him to stay. He hasn't accepted. Is there anything new there?
That news is about 3 weeks old.
Right. Update. There was no update.
The update is there was no update.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see anything new there.
Let me read that one more time because I missed the update. He said that the Steelers and Niners have a deal on a potential trade. So they've agreed on a trade, but SF hasn't accepted it. So if they have agreed on it, then why haven't they accepted it?
And they haven't accepted it for a long time.
So they're waiting for Ayuk to accept a contract he won't accept? Wow. Forget what you thought you knew about this situation.
That clears it all up, Iggy.
All right. Thank you very much, Ian Rappaport. So a lot of injuries. McCaffrey's hurt. Trent Williams isn't even here. Neither is Brandon Ayuk. Not the best way to start the season, but they still have about a month left. Do you think this means anything? Do you think this indicates a potential slow start? Remember, this team started 5-0 last year, which is a big reason they got the number one seed. Are you thinking potential slow start here?
Okay, there's a possibility of a slow start because people are so distracted and their focus is on all of this. Who's going to show up? I'm talking about players in the locker room. Who's going to get paid what and all of that? And they're getting a lot of questions about it. On the other hand, these are professional athletes.
Yeah.
And they know how to behave. They know how to comport themselves and get ready. So my gut feeling is it's a pain in the neck, but it won't have an effect. That it won't. Now, I could be dead wrong, Iggy. What is your feeling?
I'm starting to feel like they're going to have a slow start. Doesn't mean they'll miss the playoffs. Like 2 years ago, they started 3-4, traded for McCaffrey, and then ran the table. They might have won 10, 11, 12 games in a row. They're that good that they could go on a massive winning streak, but there's going to be so many players who probably won't be in football shape week one, unless something changes. Trent Williams probably won't be in football shape. McCaffrey probably won't. Ayuk probably won't. Pearsall probably won't. And on and on and on. Eventually by October, November, these guys probably will be, but it seems like it could take them a while. Although we still have a month. Things could change.
Do you think they're in danger with the Jets?
Yes, because the Jets have a great defense. The Jets have a better defense than the Niners, statistically.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
And if the Niners don't have Trent Williams, or he's not in football shape, or Ayuk's not there, or he's not in football shape, like they could have a really tough time scoring in that game.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers will be effective in that first game?
No, I think it could be a very low-scoring game, and they could come down to field goals or something weird, a kick return, a turnover, you know?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden that game becomes a toss-up. I think they're 5-point favorites.
The Niners.
Yeah.
Well, they're at home. They get the 3 points.
Right.
I think they're going to beat the Jets. I do. But I don't know much about the Jets. I know that the quarterback, I don't know, sometimes I think he's done. I do. And sometimes he seems like a nut to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but I wouldn't want him as my quarterback. I think he would be a problem.
I got to say, yesterday Kyle talked to the media. He seemed kind of down. Maybe I'm wrong, but like he seemed a little deflated. Like he's got all these issues and he can't handle all of them. Like the team is so banged up. He had to cancel joint practices, which he said many times. Those are like the most important thing in the offseason for him. The joint practice, he had to cancel those. He can't find a resolution with Ayuk or Trent. He just seemed kind of down. Like, yeah, it's not really what we wanted, but see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not what they want.
It's not what they want. It's not what they want. Let's take some super chats. See what the people have to say, the good people. So how much is Trent asking for, or what do you think he will get if he gets an extension? I think if it's about ego, I think he wants to be the highest paid offensive lineman in the league once again. And I think he wants the next year or two guaranteed so he can have a nice retirement.
Yeah, I don't think he's looking for an extension. I think he's looking for guaranteed money. He's got 3 more seasons.
Yeah. I also think he wants a big raise this year. I mean, football doesn't seem like a lot of it's fun, but the practicing isn't, and it's grueling, and he doesn't seem like he has any interest in practicing anymore. He didn't practice much the last few years. Now he's not practicing at all this year. I wonder like how much more football he really is like dying to play. He's already a first ballot Hall of Famer. So this could be like he's not telling anyone how he feels. This could be, let me get one more raise, one more payday, and then retire next year. I'd be worried about the Niners, about what Trent Williams really wants to do beyond this year.
See what you're saying?
Yeah.
Iggy, I really feel that, you know, they keep saying, well, their window to win the Super Bowl is closing. Iggy, I think this is the last season they have.
Yeah, and so far it's not looking like last year. Last year, they were uncharacteristically healthy, and they had this whole driving urgency to prove that they were the best team the year before, and Brock Purdy just got hurt, and it worked for them. This year, it's like, man, all the distractions you could imagine at once. Injuries, right. Hold-ins, hold-outs, fish and chips. Hello from Socialist UK to Socialist California.
Hi, fish and chips.
James Schaefer, member for 20 months. Thank you, James. She praised Mike, says Steelers finally reached the terms on BA. Thoughts?
I don't know that they have.
Then what are they waiting for? If the Niners and the Steelers have agreed to terms on a trade, then why is the trade not official? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Bring back Brandon to the Niners, Lloyd. Wasn't he a bit of a diva? Remember Brandon Lloyd?
I don't remember.
I like that. You don't even remember Brandon Lloyd. Ethan M. says, if they sign B.A., are they not able to sign Trent?
I would
they probably figure it out.
Yeah.
That's what Prague's for. Lego, I'm not reading the whole thing, says, so pissed we cut Trey. He gave us the best chance to win. I even pinned that to my Twitter for years. We need a game changer that can dink and dunk his way to 108 yards on 41 throws like that. Okay. Let's talk about another dual threat quarterback the Niners had. Dad, Colin Kaepernick is aiming to make a comeback. It's been a while. He's 36 years old, but he's been training, and he's waiting for his opportunity, Dad. What do you think of this?
Well, he was quoted by Sky News. Is that it? And I read it on CBS Sports, saying that he's ready to come back to the league. It's what his whole life has been about, and he can help lead a team to a championship. I guess I have one word answer to that is baloney. Now, I need to preface what I'm going to say with, I cannot stand Colin Kaepernick, and I never could. Well, I could. His first season, he was normal and nice. But the Colin Kaepernick we know, I just can't abide him. So let's just say a few things about him. Iggy, he hasn't played football in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean he's training? I don't imagine he's training very much. He has a book publishing company. What is he doing? Plus, his last season or two in the league, he absolutely stunk. He was not an NFL-level quarterback. I have my suspicions that he didn't even really like the game and didn't like preparation. I think more than he likes football, he likes to be in the public eye. He has a very big ego, and I think if he comes back, there'll be a big, Kaepernick is back, and this and that, and I think he would like that. I think, first of all, I don't think he ever could play in the league again, but if he even were good, and he's not, it would be a mistake for any team to take him, because he would then become the story and not the team, and he'd be talking about socialism and communism and not football. So, no.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick. What's interesting about him is Jim Harbaugh was his like number one supporter. And a couple of years ago, Jim Harbaugh allowed him to like work out in front of NFL scouts, I think at Michigan. I think it was during halftime of a spring game. Harbaugh went out of his way to sort of give him an opportunity to show what he had. This was a couple of years ago. Now Harbaugh is literally in the NFL. Head coach of the Chargers. His starter has like plantar fasciitis, hurt. His backup is terrible in Easton Stick. He's not calling up Colin. If Jim Harbaugh doesn't want Colin, then I don't think anyone wants him, or probably isn't valuable to a team at this point. It's probably a reason. I mean, he's had workouts throughout the years, and the rumors is that they haven't gone well.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm sure he's working out and stuff, but I can't imagine like how much training he could actually be doing. Like, does he have a quarterback coach? Is he working on his throwing mechanics? I mean, he didn't like to do that when he was in the NFL. So I would imagine.
Why do you think he's come out with this statement now?
Because the season's about to start and it's a good opportunity to get attention. He wants attention.
Right.
Yeah. And he's getting to about the point in his life where he can't play this card anymore. This is might be the last time where he can say, I want to come back. Pretty soon he's not going to get any more attention.
The two famous local athletes that I disliked covering the most were Kaepernick and Barry Bonds. They were both so hard. I don't mean hard, not nice, not respectful. Of people doing their jobs. But I preferred Bonds to him because at least Barry was great. He was a great player.
Yeah.
And he was interesting.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick is not great and he's dull.
Yeah.
All he talks about is the oppressors, the oppressed. I mean, stuff you learn in when you're a sophomore in college and when you get older, it gets a little more nuanced. He used to lecture us about politics, and I used to think, you don't know what you're talking about, and why don't you just shut up? And I remember, Iggy, you were there one time. We had one of those news conferences with Chip Kelly, and I said, why do you let your quarterback take over the team and talk about politics and not tell him to be quiet? Because we're talking about football here. And remember he said, we have open dialogue here and all of that. And I said to him, I think that that's a tremendous mistake. One of the talking heads on ESPN or somewhere went after me and said I was unprofessional. No, you got to ask questions like that. It was Chip Kelly, who couldn't coach a lick, who was unprofessional and let that doofus take over his team.
It's true. And now Chip Kelly is a offensive coordinator. For Ohio State, I believe he is. Look, we got to go back to Brandon Ayuk. There's more breaking news. This really? Is a report from 49ers and NFL News 24/7 on Twitter. Take it with a grain of salt. Whoa. Kyle Shanahan and Brandon Ayuk had more than one heated exchange during conversations over the last few weeks per source. Is it still repairable? Quote, well, money talks, the source said. What do you think of that? Do you buy it?
Not unless it's reported by really reputable people. And plus, hold on. What is a heated exchange? And what was it about?
That's a good point.
And what was it about?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes my heated exchange isn't your heated exchange. What was the temperature? I don't know. Did he say, get out of my face? Or did he say, you know, Colin, I'm sorry. What is his name? Brandon. Yeah. I don't appreciate this. I don't know what heated means, and I don't know what the topic was. So for me, that report is baloney.
Remember when Javon Kinlaw said he checked my temperature?
I don't remember. What did he say?
He said, like, my blood went cold or something. And I said, you check my body temperature? There were some funny moments in that. Anyway, I want to go back and talk about Kyle's demeanor one more time, and then we'll give it up. I feel like Kyle's acting a little differently this offseason, which is why I wonder if this is getting to him. He, no matter what happens with the Niners, he always has a kind of a smug, defiant attitude in press conferences, like, I have this under control. And you guys don't know who the hell you don't know anything to criticize me. You don't know a fraction of the football that I know to insinuate that I don't have this under control. But now he came in yesterday and he was kind of timid, kind of like trying to get us on his side. You know, when people are in a tough spot when they're trying to get you on their side, like Balky didn't do that for years. And all of a sudden he was nice. Like, he was nice yesterday, Dad. Nice. Kyle. I was like, what?
Okay. You know what I think?
Look, tell everyone that they're stupid. Be defensive. Like, come on.
I think when a coach changes his behavior like that,
yeah,
Jed said something to him.
Yeah.
He didn't just look in the mirror and say, boy, I got to reevaluate. Somebody said something to him, Iggy. Somebody was displeased. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. And so he came in sort of like a little submissive. I've never seen that from Kyle. Kyle was always the one with his chest puffed out. Not yesterday, man. I feel like all this is getting to him a little bit, and he's a worrier. I think deep down he's a worrier, and he's looking at the horizon and saying, that doesn't look good. I don't know about that one. But they could pull it out and win 17 games this year. Who knows?
Yeah, they could. I expect that they will.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Hit me.
Okay. We have a bet.
Yeah.
I said Ayuk will be on the team.
On the field.
That's my question. So if they make him a healthy scratch, do I lose the bet?
Absolutely. He needs to be suited up on the field week one. If he sits out, if they keep him out, I win.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
That's okay. But the thing is, no matter who wins this bet, we drink the bottle together. So it's kind of ceremonial.
Yeah, but you still want to win a bet, right? You want
to
win
a bet. It's nice to win a bet.
Yeah.
Because you don't forget. All right, let's take a couple more super chats from the good people that watch the show. Joseph Stockbridge says, just came in. Anyone brings up how Trent had a tumor that his former team didn't identify, so proceeded to sit out a season and continued to be him. That is true. But he was younger then.
And God love him for it.
God love him. Michael McCann, if SF does trade BA, we may as well trade Trent too and call it a season. The injuries and loss of talent are adding up. Rebuild starts now.
I don't think, you know, it's an interesting point. I don't think the Niners look at it that way.
Kev F says, is Steph Curry the greatest sports player in Bay Area history? And what is it like to cover greatness adjacent?
Hold on. This is the same area that had Willie Mays.
And Joe Montana. And Jerry Rice.
Yeah. So Steph Curry is wonderful, but so were those guys. Now, what is it like to cover Curry? Well, to cover him and to watch him play was thrilling. And what he has going for him is he seems like a rather normal person. I never, in all the time I was exposed to him, ever heard him get frustrated or rude in a media setting. Even to stupid questions. I think has been really well brought up and is someone the Bay Area can be proud of.
I think he's the best thing that happened to basketball in a long time, too.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Because for so long, like my whole childhood, basketball was all about how high you could jump or like who had the best dunks, and he can't even dunk. And he's one of the five greatest players of all time. He'd be in your all-time starting five. So he kind of reestablished the need for skill in the game. Like, compare his skill to LeBron's. It's not even comparable.
Right. I agree with you. And what I would say is, in my all-time starting lineup, Curry would be in there, but LeBron would be on the bench. He would not make the top five.
You put Magic in there over LeBron?
You know, I'd put Magic at the point. I'd put Curry at the two. I'd put Jordan at the three. I'd put Bird at the four and Bill Russell at the five.
It works. William, thank you for being a member for a month. Eddie Avila, hi, guys. Love your show. What's the chances you can help me with my proposal to my girlfriend? I'm attending the Niner game against the Jets. Boy, I think you're barking up the wrong tree on that one, Eddie.
Yeah, I won't be there. And yeah, Iggy will be very preoccupied with that game. But hold on. But I think you can do it on your own.
Yeah, we believe in you, Eddie.
Charming. And Eddie, I think you'd be charming and do it on your own.
Yeah. Speak from the heart.
Speak from the heart.
Look into your heart. J. Mike says, Niners won't trade B.A. till Pittsburgh starts to lose interest. This is a sign Niners are only getting picks back. They know the trade won't help them this year.
True. I have a feeling the trade will not help them this year.
Yeah. What they could do is take one of the picks or two of the picks they get from Pittsburgh and then trade them to another team for a wide receiver who could help them this year. But that's complicated. Yeah. Thank you, J. Mike. Well, I think we're out of topics. Maybe if we just hang around here for another 5 minutes, there'll be another non-report about what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. But I think it's going to be bogus. So, Dad, I want to say good work today, and I love you.
I love you, Iggy. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, everybody. Bye, everyone.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.